Today's shiur is Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Nun Hey. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Nun Hey on Aleph, the third line. It says in our Darsha of Nachman Rav Chisda, Be'isha, a woman who had relations with an animal, Shnei Mishkavis. There are two ways that this woman has done an Aveira. One is if she had Be'e Kedarka, the way Be'e is normally done with a woman, and one shloi kedarka, as the Torah says, mishkavei isha, and therefore, just like the Torah says, mishkavei isha, when she has relations with a man, so too is the halacha when she has relations with an animal. The Rishonim explain that the proof that this is talking about when she had a relations with an animal, because to tell us that a woman who has Be'e Shloi Kedarka with a man, we already learned explicitly in Mishnayis and Psukim that so is the halacha. So that can't be possibly what Rav Nachman is coming to teach us. Another explanation is that we're going to see in a moment that our Papa disagrees. And Yad Rama says that it's difficult to accept that anybody would disagree with this halacha. And therefore, it's obvious, says the Yad Rama, like Rashi says, that this Gemara is speaking about a woman who had relations with the animal. The Tosfos disagrees. The Tosfos says that Rav Nachman is actually talking about a woman who has relations with a man, and to teach us that, and indeed, there is no great chiddush and telling us that a man who has relations with a woman is chayiv, there's a chayiv both by Be Kedarka and Be Shloi Kedarka, a well-known halacha, as we just said. The halacha, what the Gemara says, what the chiddush of Rav Nachman is, bebehema, if a man has relations with an animal, there's only mishkav echad, there's only Be Kedarka. And that's what that's what the chiddush that Rav Nachman wants to teach us. Maskula Rapapa, to which Rapapa asks, Adarabba, we can make actually a counter argument. Isha Dorchihi, a woman who has relations with a man, Kedarka, therefore, when she has relations with an animal, a Mishkav Chayiv, that when she has normal relations, she's going to be Chayiv. Amid the Machrina, but when Spiyish like Kedarka, the halacha will be that loy mechayiv. However, says Rav Papa, when we speak about behema with a lav urchahu, it's completely unnatural. There we could say lechayiv al kol nekav ekav, where a animal doesn't have normally relations with a man. So then, any type of relation suggests the Gemara should be usur. Says the Gemara, Tanya, the Braisa teaches us. Zocher ben teshe shon v'yom echad. If you have a boy who's 9 years old, haba behema ben kedaka ben shloi kedaka, no matter how he had relations with an animal, v'isham v'yas behema la ben kedaka ben shloi kedaka chayiv. So we see that the Braisa says yichayiv ben shloi kedaka, both with a woman who has relations with an animal and both with a zocher who has relations with behema, which actually is inconsistent with either opinion that we've learned as we began today's shiur. Amalei Ravina L'Rava. Begins the Gemara, Amalei Ravina L'Rava, Hamar B'Zocha Mahu. What's going to be the halacha if somebody only did Tchilas Biyah? The halacha, as the Gemara also often says, that in order to be considered a Maisa of Znus, even if there was just the beginning of the Biyah, it's already considered an act of Biyah. So now the Gemara asks, Hamara B'Zocha Mahu, if somebody had just the beginning of an act of Biyah with Mishkav Zocher. Hamara, says the Gemara, Hamara B'Zocher, what's the question? The Torah says Mishkavei Isha K'siba. So the Torah is teaching us that the halacha by both are the same. So if the halacha by a woman, as we just said, is that somebody has Biyah with a woman, as soon as there's Hara, as soon as the Tchilas Peya, Yechayiv, certainly by Mishkav Zachar, you're going to be chayiv, even if there was just harah. Says the Gemara, the question is not hamara b'zachar. The question is hamara b'behema mahu. If somebody had tchilas bia with an animal, amalei imeni inyan l'harah d'ksiva, says the pasuk that we discussed doesn't need to teach us by harah that gabay chayis ovi v'chayis imay to teach us that you chayiv b'harah the light tzricha because the iskish l'harah d'nida. Since the Torah says by anida yichayif for harah, so too that will be halacha by all the other reas. There must be tana inyan l'harahara b'behema that we're going to learn from here that if a woman has relations with an animal just with a harah, you're going to be chayif. And the way to learn this is with an inyan that we learned many times that if the Torah tells us something which we already know, we apply it for somewhere else. Michti, ask the Gemara, Behema, Mechayvim Mises Bezdenhu. The issue, somebody has relations with an animal, Rachman Slon, it's one of the cases where there's a Chiv Mises Bezden. Lomeli the Ksiv, La Rodidei. So says the Gemara, what does the Torah teach us? We're learning now, where do we learn the halacha of Hara by a Behema? From what the Torah teaches us by a Chos Aviv Chos Imay. But ask the Gemara, the chayiv, the punishment, if somebody has relations with a chayis aviv a chayis imay, is karis. The chayiv of mishkav with a behema is skila. So says the Gemara, lichtav b'chayiv mises bezdin. So wouldn't it make more sense that if we want to learn a halacha, the Torah should have stated it by something which is similar, that they both have a chayiv mises bezdin. The ligma mechayiv mises bezdin, and we should learn it from one chayiv mises bezdin to another. Mechayiv mises bezdin. Why is the Torah teaching us this halacha by teaching us a halacha by chayiv karis that we should apply to a case of chayiv mises bezdin? Answers the Gemara. The entire pasuk is there to teach us drashas. Ksiva nami milsal drasha. So this drasha is also included in that pasuk, even though it is not the best match. Rashi quotes the Gemara in Masechta Yevamos that by all chayiv krisis, the halacha is that of erva the chayiv b'hara. Why? Because Rashi explains that the halacha by a nida, if somebody has relations with a nida, the chayiv b'hara, if there was hara, therefore says Rashi. So, since Nida is a Chiv Karis, we learn from Nida to all other Chiv Karis. So, Taisus asks, why do we have to now make a new limud for the halacha of Mishka Zocha, Mishka Behema? Aren't all Arayas, aren't all the Averis of Erva, Hukshul, Zulzeh, they're all connected, and therefore the halacha should be automatically that way. So, Taisus answers that the pasuk by Nida says, "Es mekayra ha'era," that there was a penetration in mekayra, which is not passable by a zochor or b'nekeva. Another Taisa says that since the entire act of bia by a zochor and a behema is not really considered an act of bia, we would say that the din of hara is only said in a place where there's an act of bia. But here, since there is really no act of bia, that's why there wouldn't be considered an act of hara, and that's why we need a special pasuk to teach us hara by a zochra and a behema. Continues the Gemara. Hamar ba'atzmi mahu. If somebody does hara in himself, what's going to be halacha? Is that considered an act of mishka zochra? Amalei. So Rav Sheshes said to him, Kavastanu. Kavasta means you asked me, Rashi explains, you're just bothering me. You're asking me a question, says Rashi explaining the Gemara, that is impossible. The Aruch explains, Hechastani, you're making me angry. The Rebbeinu Chananel explains that the Gemara sometimes says, Ganef or Kavyustus. So Kavyustus is the title given to a person who is a thief. And he says, this kind of question is not an honest question, as we're going to learn, and therefore you're considered a Kiv Yostef. Another explanation I saw in the Rishonim, Kivistani is like vomiting. A person, you're asking me something which is not nice, because it's not possible, because the Gemara explains. Amar Ravashi, my tabaylach, let's understand your question. If the Avir is Bekoshi, lemishkachsla, it's impossible to have done, then it's possible to bend it to do the Avera. Kimishbachsla, so where's the only situation that you could be possibly asking about? B'mishamish mace, when you did Tashmish, when the Avir is not Bekoshi. Says the Gemara, Laman Dama Mishamish mace, Barais Potter, Hocha Potter. The man Dama that says that if somebody does Bia with an Aver that's not Bekoshi, there is no Chiyah for Erva. And the Raya for that is that the Gemara Masech the Nida teaches us that if somebody is doing Bia with a woman and then he realizes that the woman is a Nida, what he ought to do is just stop and wait until his Aver is no longer Bekoshi. What's the purpose of stopping and waiting? Because when your Aver is not Bekoshi, it's not considered an act of Bia. Hocha, Laman Damer Chayiv, but according to the Man Damer that says that a Meshamish Be'Aver Mace is indeed Chayiv, so he says, Hocha Mechayiv Tarti. Somebody will do Mishkav Zocha on himself, will indeed be Chayiv for two Averis. Mechayiv Ashoichiv, and Mechayiv Anishkav, he's going to be considered both a Shoichiv and a Nishkav. Says the Gemara. We've been learning that Ovik Chavim is not, and we will be learning, that Ovik Chavim is not allowed to do the Avera of Arayas. The question is, Haba Behema, if he has relations with an animal. We've learned that if Yisrael, Rachman Tzlon, has relations with an animal, the animal is put to geth. And the question will be, what will be the halacha if an Akum has relations with a Behema? Will that animal have to be put to geth? And the Gemara explains its question. Do we say that when does the animal have to be put to geth? When there's takola v'kolam be'inan. That you have to have two concepts. One is that it caused the person to do an avera. That's why it's chayiv misa. And also because it caused embarrassment. That people will say that this person was put to death because of this animal. And that's why the animal is eliminated. Hacha. But when we speak about Ovik Chavim that has relations with his animal, Takala Ika, yes, the animal was the cause for the person to do the Avera. However, Kolon Leka, there is no Kolon because the Akum are not embarrassed by doing something like this. Adoma, or maybe, Mar asks, if there's just Takala Ika, if there's Takala, Abish ain't Kolon, even if there is no Kolon, it's enough of a reason to have to eliminate the animal. So Rashi explains that what's the takala? That it caused the person to do a avera. That's how Rashi explains takala. The Ramban explains the definition of takala, that the person is put to death because of the animal, and that's what's considered the takala. So Rashi explained, why by akum kolon leka? Because this is something that the nochrim were accustomed to do, and since the this was something that Nachram was accustomed to do, it's not considered something that they're embarrassed by. The Aruch Haner explains that Kohen is that it's a constant remembering for that he did an Avera. And by an Akum, it's not something that they constantly reflect on, and therefore there's no Kohen. I'm Rav Sheshes. So Rav Sheshes says, we learned in a Braisa. The Braisa says, Vashrei and Tisrufa Eish, that the trees that were used as an Asherah, trees that were used as an Avodah Zarah, must be burnt. Says the Braisa, Ma Ilan Hashem Oichlam Ven Shaisim Americhim. If we speak about a tree, it can't eat, it can't drink, it can't smell. Amr Torah, the Torah says that if a tree was worshipped as Avodah Zarah, the Torah says, Hashcheis Suroi Fakalei, all different words of destruction. And where these words appear, Hashchoset says by trees that were worshipped by the Akum as Avodah Zarah, And the Gemara Masechta Avodah Zarah says that the way such a tree should be, that such a tree should be eliminated. Asherah is the tree that the Akum worshipped in Eretz Yisrael, and the Pasuk says that when Klal Yisrael enters Eretz Yisrael, Vashreyim Tisrufim Ve'esh. Kalei is a Pasuk that's mentioned regarding the trees that Rachman Tzlan Klal Yisrael worshipped, and the halach is that those trees have to be eliminated. So if the Torah says the by trees, they have to be eliminated. Because they were the cause that a person should do an Aveira. So certain masses chaverim medake chayim medake misa. If somebody causes somebody to not act appropriately, so we see takala alone is a reason that alachas kama v'kama that he must be eliminated. But what we learn from here is that if there's a situation just of takala, which is the case of somebody who causes us to do an avera, there's a chiyuv to eliminate, and that should be the same thing when an akum does an avera. That, and I saw that the Mefarshim explained what is the concept of kolon. He says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu never identified what was the Eitz Hadas from which was the Eitz Hadas from which Adam ate. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want to say why, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to identify which was the tree that brought this death to the world. And therefore, just like we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu went out of his way to avoid having that identified by the Eitz Hadas, so too, in every situation, there's a point that we don't want anybody to, that it should be identified. Ask the Gemara Ela Ma'ata, that if there's just a situation of takala, that's enough of a reason that it should be eliminated. What would be the halacha of an Ovid Kochavim worships his animal? Titzer. The halacha is that animal should become Avodah Zarah, which the halacha of Avodah Zarah is that it's also b'hanah, or mikdala, and it should have to be killed. Answers the Gemara, the reason it's not that way is the halacha is that an animal doesn't become also b'hanah if a Jew worships an animal, and for a goy it should become aser. It can't be that the Torah is stricter to a akum than for a Jew. Ask the Gemara, but indeed Yisrael gufa litzer. Maybe the halacha is that indeed if a Jew Rachman Tzlan worshipped an animal, it should become aser b'anah. Midah d'avar via. Just like we learn in our Gemara, if a person has relations with an animal, the halacha should be that it's destroyed. The Gemara brings a different approach. Amar Abaya. Abaya says that somebody, an Akum, who had relations with its animal, the halacha is that you don't have to eliminate it. The reason being, going back to what we discussed at the beginning of this piece of Gemara, could the chiv of eliminating is only in a case where there's takala and kolon, and here there's no takala v'kolon. And the reason, if a Jew worships an animal, it doesn't have to be eliminated. Shezek klayna merubay, because somebody that had an act of being with a behemoth is extremely embarrassing, and that's why it has to be eliminated. Zeh, but when a Yisrael worships a behemoth, or if a Nochri has relations with a behemoth, klayna muat, it's not the same level of kolon. Ask the Gemara, Vareilanus, if somebody worship a tree, then Kalina Maruba. We don't have a situation of serious kolon, and yet, Amr Taira, as we just learned, Hashchei Sarai for Kalei. Answers the Gemara, Vavalachayim Kaminan. We're speaking about Balachayim. To kill an animal, it reflects back to what we discussed, is something that we want to avoid. So unless it's a serious case, where there's takol of a kolon, or if there's kolon meruba, that's where it's eliminated. The chas rachman alei, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to eliminate animals unless absolutely necessary. Rav Amma, Rav says that indeed Ovik Chavim that had relations with his animal, the animal must be eliminated. The reason is because just because this tall color alone, that's enough of a reason that that animal should be killed. Amrit Torah, Behema Shenenes Maveira, a behema that also participated in the Aveira, Taharig, must be killed. When somebody worshipped an animal, the animal did not have any part of the act. Ask the Gemara, Vereyelonis, Dedimen Aveira. So what happens if somebody worshipped a tree? That the tree didn't either actually participate in the Aveira. And yet, Amrit Torah, Hashchei Sroif HaKala, to which again the Gemara says that all of these conditions that we're setting forth are only with Baal Chaim communion, where we want to avoid eliminating the animal. And again, the reason is the Chas Rachman Alayu, the Torah is anxious not to eliminate animals. Says the Gemara, so again, we have our question. Our question is, what is going to be the halacha when an animal, when Akum had relations with an animal? What will be the halacha regarding eliminating the animal? Toshma, the Mishnah said, Dava Acher, the Mishnah gave us another reason why if somebody had relations with an animal, must the animal be killed? Shleite Behemah Averes Bishuk, we don't want a situation where the animal's walking in the street, that people are going to say, this is the reason, this is the animal that caused that the person should be killed. So we see that what we're trying to avoid is there's going to be kolon berabim, and there has to be takala also. My laugh, so says the Gemara, mid the Sefer, just like the Mishnah said, that when is the animal eliminated? Only in a case of takala of a kolon. Similarly, bereisha, when there has to be takala beloy kolon. When the Mishnah at the beginning says that there's takala, it's talking about takala beloy kolon. Veichidami, one must be the case that the halacha is, it must be in a case of kachama baal behema, and the Mishnah is teaching us that even if you have just one reason, yichayiv misa. Says the Gemara Loi, the Sefer indeed is talking about a case where you have takala of a kolon. Reisha, and what is the Reisha coming to teach us? And not that you have takala alone is a reason to kill the animal. Hakam Ashman, the fil kolon, loy takolon, if you have kolon without the kolon nami mechayvi, hey chidami bisra ba behema b'shaydi. So what the Gemara is saying now is as follows: that for kolon, even though there's no takola, the halacha will be that you're always chayiv. But takola, you have to have takola alone is not going to be enough of a reason. In order to be chayiv, you have to have both takola and kolon. And in the absence of takola and kolon, you're not the animal's not chayiv misa. And the Gemara continues. This is similar to the question that Rav Amnuna actually posed. The Rabbi Rav Amnuna, Yisrael bar behema b'shagig. If a Yisrael had relations with an animal b'shagig, mahu, will the animal have to be eliminated? Takola or kolabinan? Do we need both? V'ocha kolon ikka. In this case, this kolon. Because everybody knows that the Jew had relation with this animal, but takala leka, because the aveira was bishagig. Oi, dilma kolon, the fact that there is kolon alone, afa pishay takala, is enough of a reason to eliminate the animal. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef Toshma, the Mishnah teaches us in Masech Nida, Bashal Sharav Yom Echad, if you have a girl who is 3 years old, the halacha is if her father gave her over for gedushin, the halacha miskadeshes bebiya. She becomes considered a full-fledged wife. And barle yavam, if her husband passed away without children, and now she falls to one of his brothers for yibum, the halacha is if he does yibum on her, the halacha is that kana, she becomes his wife. And she, if they want to terminate the marriage, the halacha is they're going to have a get. And Rashi discusses what happens if this Yavam wants to indeed divorce her, who accepts the get? So Rashi suggests that she's only a three-year-old, so she can't receive the get, that her father receives the get. And from here, the Mefarshim point out a discussion that we had when we learned, say, the Noshim, that whenever you have a girl who's a Ketana, when she gets divorced, her father receives the get. Tosis quotes a Yerushalmi that the father is not the one that could receive the get. And the halacha is she has to wait until she becomes more grown up, explains Darach HaNer in explaining the Tosfos opinion, and only then will she be able to receive a get. What about if somebody else had relations with this woman? It's going to be considered like they had relations with an Eish HaSish. However, as we've quoted previously, if this girl was less than 3 years old, so then the bia of a girl who's less than 3 years old is not halachically considered a valid bia, and therefore if somebody has a bia with her, would not be considered that had bia with an Eish HaSish. As the Yad Ramah, the halacha is that even if there was no bia, and therefore we can't say that the marriage was consummated, and since the marriage was not consummated, she's not considered a nesua, but she's still considered no worse than an arusa. And we know that actually, if somebody has relations with a nara hamarasa, there's a chi of skila. Says the Yad Ramah, that this girl cannot be considered a nara marasa. Because in the reality, a very interesting Varti says, in the reality she had bia. We're just saying that it's a flawed bia. So since it's a flawed bia, we can't call her an arusa, because the definition of an arusa is where there was no bia yet. We can't call her a nesua, because as we just explained, it's a flawed bia. And therefore, somebody who has bia with this girl who was less than 3 years old, it won't be considered a case of Eish HaSish. Furthermore, if she's a nida, metamas bayala. The halacha is that if somebody has relations with a nida, he too becomes tamei like a nida. The Torah Kedoshah says, Vim shachav yishkav ish oisa, the oisa there is referring to a nida, v'tihi nidasa olav, v'tamei shuvas yomim. That the tumas nida applies to the husband as well. But again, it has to be that she's 3 years old, because only when there's a real bia can her that bia, if she's a nida, make him tamei. The halacha is that a nida is a very high level tama. The tama mishkav tachten, that any bed that was sat on kelyon is treated like the tuma of a beged of a zav, which is considered a rishon l'tuma, which the halacha is that. The halacha is that it's not metama odin v'kelim, but it is metama oichlim v'mashkin. Nisus l'koyin, a girl who's a ketana, who got married by a father to a koyin, and as long as she's over 3 years old, the halacha is a chels v'truma. Just like any girl, a Yisraelis who marries a koyin, once she marries a koyin, she eats truma. This girl who had this kedushin will be entitled to truma. But again, this is only halacha if she's over 3 years old. If she's less than 3 years old, so even though we're learning to a certain degree, she is considered married to the husband, but since the bia that we're learning is not considered a valid bia, so then she's not entitled to truma. And the way the Rishonim explained this, we know that the halacha is that even though we learned this Gemara extensively in Masechet Ksubos Daf Nun Zayin, that even though Midaraisa, a girl who's an Arusa, is entitled to eat Truma if she marries a Kayin, the Rabbanan made a Gzeira that she may not eat Truma. And the same thing here, that even though this girl had a Bia, but since the Bia is not a valid Bia because she's under 3 years old, so then the halacha is she can't eat Truma. And the explanation goes, the reason why an arusa can't eat truma is because we're concerned that she may serve the truma to her family members, or we're concerned that the husband may find a mum in her, and the kedusha will become nullified with mefreya. and then she will have eaten truma improperly. The same halacha, say the Rishonim, apply to a girl who's less than 3 years old. Since the bee is not considered a bee, so she's still connected to her father's home. So since she's still connected to her father's home, there's the concern that she's going to serve her family members truma. And also, since the bee is not a full-fledged bee, we are concerned that the husband will not continue to check for her mumim. And he may only discover that she's a balas mum later. And therefore, she may not eat truma. Ba'ala echem in a psulim. If there's a katana bas koyin, or any katana, somebody who disqualifies a woman from ever being able to marry a koyin, if she's 3 years old, that bia pasla mikuhuna, that bia will disqualify her from ever being able to marry a koyin. In Ba'ala echem kol arayis asuras b'tayra, if she had relations with somebody, the Torah prohibits that relations. Mumsim al yadab, they are put to death if they are gedolim. But since she is a ktana ptura, she won't get punished. Ask the Gemara. What did the Brisa just say? Echad mikol arayis, anybody who she may not have relations with. That includes v'afila behema. That includes a behema. Now makes the Gemara's point. V'ahacha. In this case, the kolon ikka, because it's a horrible event that she had relations with an animal. But the kolon leka, because she's not causing, and she won't be punished, and therefore we can't say that this animal caused her to be punished. And yet we see, v'ktani mum smal yada. So we see that if there's only kolon, even though there is no takola, the animal is put to death. Kivan, says the Gemara. So isn't that a proof to this point? Says the Gemara, no. Kivan the Mazidahi. This Tana did this Avera deliberately. So that's considered Takala Nami'ika. And now the Gemara says a very bechidish. The Gemara says, Rachmanahu dechos Allah, didah chos, abahem aloy chos. And the way many Mefarshim explain this Gemara is that the Gemara is teaching us that a child who does an Avera is considered that he did an Avera. There's just a special exemption that the Torah says that we don't give him an Einish. And therefore says the Tfu Ishar, that if somebody is a cotton, is chayiv to follow all the mitzvahs of the Torah. There's a new din, which was introduced in our Gemara, that he doesn't get punished. But not that he's not mechayiv to do all the mitzvahs of the Torah. And in fact, the Ramah says that if somebody, Rachman Tzlan, did an Avera as a child, for example, somebody, he says, hit a father, when he becomes a Gadol, he should do tshuva. And the Gemara and the Magen Avraham explained, based on our Gemara, since our Gemara is teaching us that the Averas of a Katan are an Avera, it's just that the Torah says there's no Oynish, so he has to do tshuva. But the Mishkanas Yaakov asked the following question. He says that the Gemara Masechta Yevamos, the Aflama Gimel Amad Beis teaches us that the obligation to fulfill mitzvahs comes on a person when he becomes a gadol. And the Gemara seems to say that when he's a katan, he's not obligated to do any mitzvahs. Our Gemara, clearly, as we just explained, is teaching us that he is mechuyev to do mitzvahs. Says the Mishkan Yaakov that indeed, these two Gemaras are a machlokes. And he says it's connected to a famous Gemara, which the Gemara we learned in Masechta Yevamos, Daf Kuf Yudal Ramad Aleph, regarding the halacha of katan oichel nevelis, if there's a katan who's eating non-kosher food, does the mitzvah lafreishay, do bezin have to separate him from doing that or not? He says, if ktanim are mechuyev mitzvahs, so then there's a din of bezin mitzvah lafreishay, we have an obligation to separate him from doing averis. If there is no mitzvah by ketanim, so there is no concept of kot oichel veilus bezdin mitzvah lafrishay. Of course, this is not connected to, of course, a very important concept, and that is the concept of chinuch. Even if there is or isn't a chiyuv for katan to do mitzvahs, and even if there, at whatever point, there certainly is a chiyuv of chinuch that a parent have to be mechanech the children to do mitzvahs. Dor Sameach has a different approach to this contradiction. At what point are Ketanim Mechayev and Mitzvahs? He says there are Mitzvahs that apply only to Klal Yisrael, but there are Mitzvahs that we're going to be learning quite extensively, the Zion Mitzvahs, the name Noach. So he says that although most Mitzvahs don't apply to Ketanim before their Bar Mitzvah or Bas Mitzvah, the Zion Mitzvahs, the name Noach, begin as soon as he is able to understand the Zion Mitzvah of Bnei Noach. He says, because why? Because this halacha of a bas mitzvah at 12, a bar mitzvah at 13, are only relevant to Jews. The chiv, that age of bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah, doesn't apply by non-Jews. So at what point is a nochri chayiv in the Zion Mitzvah of Bnei Noach? As soon as that Nochri has the proper intelligence. So since the Nochri is Chayiv at that age, we're going to have this concept in our Sugis. A Nochri cannot be treated stricter than a Yisrael. And since a Nochri cannot be treated stricter than a Yisrael, if this Halacha applies by a Nochri and they don't have to wait to bar a bas mitzvah, there is no concept or bar bas mitzvah by a nochri, so too will be Yisrael. And we're speaking here about Znus, and Znus is one of the Zion mitzvahs, b'nei noach. The Chazon Ish says that this approach to the Gemara, that we're learning that there's a child is already considered that he could do a mitzvah and aveira, is not the way to understand. He says the way he understands the Gemara is not that he's really chayiv a mitzvah, but he has a p'tor from the Oynish. He explains the Gemara that the way to understand the Gemara is because he's not a bar das, so it's not just that he's not going to get an Oynish. It's much more than he's going to get an Oynish. It's that his lack of das makes that his actions are not considered actions. What the Gemara means to say that the Torah chosra rechman alei because he's a katan doesn't mean the chos on the punishment aspect. The Chazon Ish says what the Gemara means to say chos that the Torah had rechmanus because he's not a bar das and therefore he can't be obligated in mitzvahs and averus. Amar Rav Toshma, so we're still busy with still trying to understand the halacha of an animal that an akum had relations. Will that animal be put to death or not? Toshma. The Mishnah teaches us in Masechta Nida. Ben Teisha Shana V'yomech Rabal Yevimtai. If you have a boy, a brother-in-law who is 9 years old, that has relations with his Yevama, Kana, she becomes his wife. Chalitza is no longer an option. However, Eina Noisen Get Ad Sheyagdal, he can't give her a get if they want to terminate the relationship until he becomes a Gadol. Ometama Nida, if he has relations with a Nida, he becomes Tumas Nida, the Tame Mechshkav Tachtav. Anything that he sits on becomes, as we learned before, becomes a Rishonal Tumah. Paisel, if this cotton was one of the individuals that is a Paisel, and he has relations with a Bas Koyin, the Halacha is, she becomes Paisel from eating Truma. Ain a Machel, but if he's a Koyin, it's not enough of an act that he should be able, that she will be allowed to eat truma. Because the kinyan of a cotton is not considered a full-fledged kinyan that it should entitle her to eat truma. Paislas behema, if he had relations with the animal, paislas behema, the animal becomes disqualified for carbon, mial gabim mizbeach, like any animal that was used for that purpose can no longer be used on the mizbeach, and the skelis al yodoi, and the animal is put to death. V'mbal achs mikol arayus hamuras b'tayra, if he has relations with anybody who's considered an erever, and that individual, that person is a gadol, mumsa al yodoi, that person will be killed, says the Gemara. V'hocha, in the case where the cotton had relations with the animal, kolon ikka, the kolon is there. It's an embarrassing story. Takala leka. There's no takala because there's no einish. This child, this boy that we're discussing, is a 9-year-old. If he's a 9-year-old, then he's not going to be killed. But yet we see naskalas al yodoi. So isn't this again a proof that kollel alone is enough of a reason to kill the animal? Answers the Gemara, Kiva de Mezidhu, since he did this deliberately, yes, he's a 9-year-old, but takol nami ikka. And again, because when you have a katan doing an avera, says the Gemara, the halacha looks at it that he did an avera. Just rachmanahu, that's the pshat that we learned previously, rachmanahu de chasalei, that he doesn't get an elnish. And alei the day chas rachmana, on him the Torah had rachmanas, al behemah lo chas rachmana, the behemah the Torah did not have rachmanas. Tashma, the Gemara tries again to prove that for kolon alone we kill an animal. Because davar acher, why the Mishnah teaches us, is the animal killed? Shleita behema averes b'shuk. We don't want to have such an animal situation where the animal is walking the street. This is the animal that the person was killed because of. So we see that what did the Mishnah say? That we're worried that people are going to say that this is the animal that caused the person to do an avera, and that's the kolon, and also that the kolon, because people are going to say that this animal caused this person to be eliminated. Malav, so the Gemara suggests, if the sefer of the Mishnah is speaking about a case of the kolon of a kolon, isn't that clearly an indication that Reisha is talking about kolon below the kolon? There was only kolon. What is the case? That there is not a kolon, nobody's getting killed, there's a shaygig, but there is kolon. So we see that when there's kolon alone, the animal's killed. Loi. Says the Gemara, indeed, the Seif is talking about a case where there was takol of a kolon. The Reisha is not speaking about a case where there was kolon of a not takolon. On the contrary, it's talking about a case of takol of a kolon. Heichidami. But the case of kachama ba'abahema. And there is a case, in that case, that there is takolo, because a goy is also not allowed to have relations with a behema. So there was an avera, but there was no kolon, as we explained earlier in the shir, because it's not something that they don't do. So now, from this case of the Mishnah, we know that from the sefer of the Mishnah, there is clearly indication that the Reisha of the Mishnah is speaking about a case where there's either only kolon or only takolo. But we don't know which of the two is the Reisha speaking about. Is the Reisha speaking about a case where there's only takolo, or is the Reisha speaking only, and that would be relevant by a Nochri, or is it relevant, or is it talking about a case where there's only kolon, and that's when Yisrael did such an aver b'shogeg? And the Gemara hasn't been able to resolve that question based on the way the Mishnah is taught.